Hi, and welcome to Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast, where I help folks over 40 to look and feel freaking awesome without doing anything too weird or nuts. I am Chris Davidson. I'm a husband, a dad, a beer lover, but most importantly to you, I suppose, I am a fitness and lifestyle coach to the over 40s for the last 15 years now. And today I want to talk to you about fat loss, something that many of us are keen to do as we've gained a little bit of weight year on year for a while, until suddenly we find ourselves 20, 30 pounds has crept on and we're not quite sure what to do. But if you've tried to lose weight in the past, you'll know it is no walk in the park, and it can be exasperating, I suppose, when the weight doesn't come off despite you feeling like you're trying your best, you're doing the right things that you've read about. So I want to talk about the three reasons that I have struggled in the past to lose weight, mistakes, if you like, that almost had me giving up. And I hope that if any of these sound familiar to you, to what you're going through, that it helps to get you back on track and start losing the weight that you want. Because what I don't want you to do is that thing where we start giving ourselves these wee ultimatums, like if my weight is still the same next week, screw it, I give up, I must be broken, like threats. As if threats are going to make the fat stop being an asshole and just melt away finally. And then the next week, obviously, there's no change. We break open the cookies. We mutter under our breaths about thyroid and genetics and gluten. We're exasperated about why this all seems so hard. So I don't want that to happen. I'm going to explain to you the three reasons why in the past I have struggled to lose weight, so that hopefully, as I said, you can figure out how to get yourself going again with fat loss. So reason number one, my hormones were all out of whack. So if I understood carbs better, apologies, Dad, I wasn't listening to you, then at this point, I could probably include a great analogy about how a car can look fine and you can be filling it with premium fuel, but if the whatever flux capacitor is broken, then the engine doesn't work or something. My point is, with a car and your body can essentially be in no mood for burning off body fat if your hormones are all messed up. You can be eating healthy foods. You can be saying no to cake and after work beers and margaritas. You can be spending hours on the treadmill and no fat is getting burned. That's because high cortisol, your stress hormone, causes insulin resistance. That puts the brakes on fat loss. That also lowers your testosterone in men and estrogen in women. And that can cause weight gain and slow down your metabolism. So to get my fat loss engine firing again, so that the weight would come off when I followed a healthy, calorie-restricted diet, I needed to address this high cortisol problem and this hormone imbalance in general by, and I've said this before, this is going to come as no surprise to anyone who's listened to any other episodes, getting enough sleep, good quality sleep. Have a sleep schedule. Avoid junk and alcohol before bedtime. Avoid your phone before bedtime. Don't do anything that's entertaining for your brain or your stomach, basically. That avoids indigestion and allows you to fall asleep, and it avoids your melatonin levels not kicking in and helping you fall asleep because you're so wired from staring at your phone. So fix your sleep. Also, to fix your cortisol, you need to take steps to reduce stress. Just find some time to relax, unwind, talk through any problems you may have. Just take care of your mental well-being. And also, you can contemplate supplementing with ashwagandha, which has been shown to lower cortisol at daily doses of, I think, just 0.5 gram, like just the tip of a teaspoon of the powder, or you can probably get in capsules on Amazon. So those are all great steps for you to take to balance your hormones so that fat loss can happen when everything else is in place. But let's look at food, because reason number two in the past when I have struggled to lose weight was when I thought that as long as the food was healthy, that should be enough. So for example, avocados are healthy, right? Every hipster breakfast place in my local area offers them mashed up on fancy, supposedly healthy sourdough bread with some lean bacon, two poached eggs and a sausage made from pigs that were reared on the finest pig feed money could buy, probably. The thing is, those are all quote-unquote healthy-ish organic foods, but an avocado contains 240 calories, two eggs, 150 calories, God knows how many calories is in your sausage, and then there's the bread. So this kind of healthy hipster breakfast can easily come in over 600 calories in total. And that is a lot if you're trying to lose weight by getting into a calorie deficit. And if breakfast is your smallest meal of the day, it's only going to get worse from then on. So yes, healthier food choices are great, but calorie restriction is where every effective fat loss diet needs to start. You need to include healthy foods, obviously, but you still need to work within these calorie restricted parameters. Now, the thing is, you don't need to lead a soulless existence tracking your calories every single day forever, weighing every morsel of food that's about to enter your mouth. Instead, there's a two-step approach that I would take if I were you to know how much you should eat to lose weight and then what that looks like as actual food. So, number one, calculate the number of calories and the macronutrients that you need to lose weight, given your age, your gender, your activity level, and your goals, using a BMR calculator. I will put a link to a wonderful thing in the description for this episode. It's like a chat bot. It asks you questions within Facebook Messenger about, as I said, age, gender, activity level, and all that jazz. And then at the end, within a couple of minutes of you just clicking yes, no, and answering the questions by text, it tells you exactly how many calories to eat every day to lose weight, but most importantly, how much of that should be protein, how much should be carbohydrates, and how much should be fat. So check out the link in the description for that. Once you have those figures, then just for, say, 2 or 3 days, use a website like, say, MyFitnessPal or Chronometer, just to figure out the calorie and macronutrient content of your go-to regular breakfasts and lunches. We all eat basically the same 2 or 3 things probably for breakfast and lunch every day. So it shouldn't be that hard for you to at least figure out how many calories are in those. Then once you have that figure, you can subtract that from that daily calorie allowance figure that you got earlier. And that helps you understand what your dinner should look like each day. This is all ballpark here. Don't over obsess about if you come in 40 or 50 calories over or under here or there someday. That's by the by. Don't worry about that. We're just trying to ballpark things. Within a few days, though, you will be able to just eyeball the portion sizes that you need to be eating at breakfast, lunch, and dinner to lose weight. And then the final reason why I have struggled to lose weight in the past is I'm a nibbler. Let me tell you what a nibbler is. I am a dad of 3. Maybe you're a parent too. Dads are nibblers. I haven't witnessed my wife doing it, but I'm pretty sure she's a secret nibbler too. Nibblers do things like finish their kids' food so as not to waste it. We eat some cheese while slicing cheese for sandwiches, but we would never do this with cucumber or broccoli, obviously. And we grab something small from the refrigerator to eat while looking in the refrigerator for something more substantial to eat. So you will find yourself eating a bit of ham while looking in the fridge for something to eat. Though it's just a wee bit here and there, admittedly, but over the day, that can add up to a few hundred calories extra. And that can ultimately be the difference between fat loss and zero progress. And the thing is, you don't remember these extra nibbled calories when you're exasperated about the weight on the scale not changing, despite your breakfasts, lunches, and dinners all being okay. You don't remember them because it's mindless eating. And in fact, there's multiple studies have shown that we all suck at estimating our daily calorie intake anyway. I think it was a study at Cornell University in the States found that overweight folks underestimate their calorie intake by about 40%. So patting ourselves on the back, telling ourselves we're eating really healthily, we're on track, why am I not losing weight? It's because we suck at tracking calories. And that's why, as I mentioned earlier, that calculator and tracking calories for a few days is a useful thing to do. So a great way to avoid eating too many calories in this way and to allow yourself to accurately track your intake is just a simple rule of thumb. If it's not a mealtime and it's not on your plate, don't eat it. So that means you're not snacking between meals and you're not stealing stuff from other people's plates so as not to waste it. I hope those 3 reasons for my and potentially your weight loss struggles help you to understand that you are not broken if you're struggling to lose weight despite thinking that you're doing everything right. If you can just tweak a few lifestyle habits. So just to reiterate, prioritize your sleep and your mental well-being to lower cortisol. That boosts your metabolism and that primes your body to burn fat properly. Then know how many calories to eat each day and how to split those up and what the calorie content of your go-to lunches and breakfasts are, healthy or otherwise. And then only eat at mealtime. Stop grazing, stop nibbling, stop using food as a bit of entertainment to jazz up your evening, and stop pretending you're saving the planet by eating other people's food. Then this allows you to take back control of what's happening to your waistline as you get older, and you can stop being so bloody exasperated about why the weight won't come off. So remember, there is tons of stuff in the episode description this week. Lots of free stuff. Let me list what is there for you should you decide to have a wee look. There is that calorie and macros calculator chat, which will open up in Facebook Messenger, and it's just a chat bot asks you questions and tells you the calories and the macros split to do, completely free, takes a couple of minutes. There's also links to free guides galore, workout programs, supplement guides, diet guides too. If you are interested in one-to-one coaching, I offer that too. You can contact me as well via a form in that description as well. And of course, leave a review, click like or subscribe. I appreciate any love that you want to give me and the podcast. But take care of yourself, mate. Keep looking after yourself, and I'll chat to you next week.